How can Buddhism inform the modern world? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Christina Kilby, Assistant Professor of Religion at James Madison University, digs into this ancient tradition to find out.
How can a religion that promotes nonviolence inform the laws of war? Buddhism is practiced by around 500 million people today. While Buddhism encourages nonviolent solutions to conflict, Buddhism also offers resources for limiting the negative effects of armed conflict when it occurs. The International Committee of the Red Cross has launched a collaboration with academic researchers, Buddhist monks and nuns, and military and government leaders to explore the connections between Buddhism and the laws of war, or International Humanitarian Law, IHL. Here is what we have learned so far. Buddhist mindfulness practices are highly effective for those in high-stress situations, like combat zones. A clear and conscientious mind supports several requirements of IHL: to distinguish between civilian and military targets, to exercise precaution in planning attacks, and to ensure that every attack is proportional to the military advantage gained by it. Buddhist meditations on compassion and loving kindness support the principle of humanity in IHL, the recognition that we are all human beings, that enemy prisoners should be treated with basic human dignity, and that cruel methods of warfare, like landmines or chemical weapons, should be abandoned. Buddhism also includes a principle of protection that can be applied to non-combatants during times of war. The gift of fearlessness is the practice of protecting those in fear for their lives and can be extended to civilians, displaced populations, children, medical workers, humanitarian workers, and others vulnerable to harm in the crossfire. The many connections between Buddhism and IHL show us that it is possible to bring Buddhism onto the battlefield.
That was Christina Kilby of James Madison University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.